All right, good evening, everyone. So to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning his seva, reclining for the seder, so we discussed last night the fascinating machlokes in Mechaber and Rama, in terms of what happens. Everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah to recline. What happens if one does not recline? So the Mechaber says that one has to go ahead and repeat the consumption of the cups of wine, one has to repeat the consumption of matzah, whereas the Rama said that bidi eved, if a person did the mitzvah halayla without reclining, so a person can rely on the opinion of the Rav Yah, and a person need not go ahead and repeat. However, the Rama then qualifies his opinion, and he says, venerally, however it would appear to me, im lo shasa koshlishi o revi beseba, ein lachzor v'lishtos beseba, diyesh ba chashash shmira kimosef ala kosos. So the Rama says the following. If a person drank cups 3 and 4, or 3 or 4, without hasebo, without reclining, so the Rama says one should not go back and drink those cups. Why? Because if one drinks additional wine and has the appearance, then one is adding on to the requisite number of kosos for the seder. However, but for the first two cups, if one drank it without hasebo, so yachzor v'yishteh v'lo bracha, one should drink again, but this time without a bracha. So why this distinction? This distinction ultimately because the halacha is that between cups 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, one is permitted to go ahead and drink additional cups of wine. Between cups 3 and 4 and post cup 4, one is not permitted to drink additional wine. So essentially what Rama says, if you're in a part of the Seder, i.e. between 1 and 2 or between 2 and 3, where you could drink again anyway, so why not just drink it again with Haseba, with reclining, and therefore satisfy all of the opinions. Now that only works if that works. If a person says, listen, 4 is my max, I can't go ahead and do any more, then at the end of the day, one is not obligated to do this. The Rama is just simply suggesting this as a way of satisfying all of the opinions. Similarly, the Chein ba'achilas matzah. Same idea would be by matzah. Even though, again, technically speaking, the Rama said that if you ate matzah without reclining, after the fact, you could rely on the opinion of the Rav Yah. At the end of the day, says the Rama, if you could go back and eat the kizayis of matzah again, this time reclining, that is certainly preferable. Furthermore, says the Rama, l'chatchila, the ideal is to recline throughout the entire meal. Now, what the Rama is saying over here is the following. Even though from a halachic perspective, the mitzvah of Haseba is a din, is an obligation in the four cups and in the consumption of matzah, but in the spirit of that halacha, says the Rama, if possible, one should go ahead and recline throughout the entire meal. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, Hazchash Baruch Lizako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Here Balaam Terenzo Shneemar, Adonai Chavetz Man Sidko, Yagdol Torah V'Adir.